Good morning, this is Lord's Day, the 28th of June 2020. I bring you greetings from Cross Lanes Chapel. Our services today are pre-recorded and will be found on Sermon Audio Ibsley and also on our website, and you're most welcome to listen in to our services today. Each week we have a little letter that goes out to the congregation, a little devotion. I like to read that, and then afterwards we'll just briefly mention the services today. Thank you. Dear beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, listening to Jesus has done us so much good, would you not agree? When we humbly sit before an open Bible and with a willing mind, exercising faith in our hearts, we have found often how precious is the voice of Jesus. In 1 Samuel 3 verse 10 we read, "And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, Speak, for thy servant heareth." Speak. And our prayer today is that the Lord would speak to us. Oh, may we be aware of Jesus more and more. May we hear his voice. And may we long for and take comfort in the words from his lips, until we stand in his immediate presence and hear his voice audibly. Oh, what a happy eternal state awaits us, listening to the voice of our beloved. May the Lord bless us today on his day, and may we hear his voice. This morning in our service, we're turning to Matthew chapter 6 and verse 13. We come to the conclusion of the prayer, which is commonly called the Lord's Prayer, that pattern prayer, that aid to prayer. And the conclusion is, "For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen." First of all, we're going to consider encouragement in prayer, "For thine is." Secondly, praising God in prayer. And we will look there at, as we praise God, we're to ascribe certain things to him. "For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory." And then finally, we'll consider the very end, the end of prayer, "Amen." And we'll just briefly note there, and it's a great encouragement when we focus on what it means to say "Amen" and the hope it gives us. This evening we're turning to the Song of Solomon, chapter 2 and verse 10. "My beloved spake and said unto me, Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away." We know that the Song of Solomon chiefly concerns Christ and the church. We'll note that again in our introduction tonight. That is so plain in scripture. And we think there of the church and the individual believer speaking of Christ. "My beloved spake," and they're precious words. And how blessed we are if we can look on Jesus as my beloved friend, my beloved redeemer, my saviour, my shepherd. How wonderful it is to hear the voice of Jesus. And precious is his voice. He spake to us in that initial way. And he continues to speak, to console us, to direct us, to help us in our lives. "My beloved spake." And we'll consider in the second point how our Lord desires further fellowship with us. For any without Christ, oh, may you yet know the voice of the beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless you listening on today. For those of you in the congregation and others who may be listening as well from other places, we look to the Lord, we trust in him. Thank you.